They shall sit, every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and none shall make them afraid. Micah 4, verse 4. My Palestinian sister, daughter of Abraham like me, let us build a sturdy bridge from your olive world to mine, from my orange world to yours. Above the boiling pain of acid rain prejudice, and hold human hands high, full of free stars of twinkling peace. My Palestinian sister, daughter of Abraham, I do not want to be your oppressor. You do not want to be my oppressor, or your jailer, or my jailer. We do not want to make each other afraid, under our vines and under our fig trees, blossoming on a silvered horizon above the bruising and the bleeding of poisoned gases and scuds. So my Palestinian sister, let us build a bridge of jasmine understanding, where each shall sit with her baby, under her vine and under her fig tree, and none shall make them afraid, and none shall make them afraid.
Who wants to read the one on the back? Somebody have it?
Mahmoud Darwish.
Do you want to read it? It's obviously in translation. I hope it's a good translation. Did you write it? Do you want to read it?
Today, the 26th of July, 21 murdered, martyred in Gaza. Among them, two newborn were able to bypass the military checkpoints and the barbed wires. And they snuck into the news hour. They did not make any comment, because pain fell from them before they could reach the word. And they did not state their names that are so poor and ordinary. And they did not raise their arms in victory signs to the camera, since the camera was crammed with more thrilling image. War is excitement. A series where the new episode obliterate the previous one. A massacre copying another. And when death become daily, it becomes ordinary, and the murdered become numbers. And death's routine. The temperature not higher than 30 degrees Celsius. Routine causes boredom, and boredom distances the viewers from the screen and prohibits the correspondent from doing his work. And when the viewer becomes fewer, the commercial dried up and the image industry goes bust. Not to mention the sites in Gaza have become familiar. Their connotation weakened and leading sky over narrow allies and camps that don't overlook the sea. No hell there. No natural scene to please the viewer. Everything is ordinary. Murder is ordinary. And the funeral is ordinary. And the streets are ashen. But what is extraordinary today, 21 martyred, were able to courageously infiltrate without the help of informant the evening
news.